up, I must lay down, and I'll hear the sweet sound, saying, child, enter in, you've won the crown, but I don't deserve His mercy and grace. So the one thing I'll do,
amen,
when I see His sweet face, I'll lay my crown at the Master's feet. Then I'll bow down as all nations crown Him King of all kings. Then I'll shout, hallelujah, my joy is complete when I lay my crown at the Master's feet. All the good things I've done seems little to me if not for His love. Tell me, where would I be? So lost without hope, not a future in view. So when I see His sweet face, here's what I'm gonna do. I'll lay my crown at the Master's feet. Then I'll bow down as all nations crown Him King of all kings. Then I'll shout, hallelujah, my joy is complete when I lay my crown at the Master's feet.
Lord, help him, God, I pray.
We're not having anything
Lord, bless him, I pray, dear God.
Laid upon my mind.
Lord, your
we depend on God to revelate our mind.
Lord, help God, I pray.
The Apostle Paul said, I wasn't taught of man, neither he learned of man, but by the revelation of
Lord,
Jesus Christ.
Jesus, I pray.
And so the words you've been hearing is kind of, it's about all been said. It was wonderful, and I enjoyed it, and I feasted on that. Sometimes we look, and there are times that people have troubles, and we're not exempt from trials and tribulations and temptations. And things happen sometimes in our lives, and that's not very pleasant. But I've found that doing these things with Jesus to lean on is a whole lot easier than trying to work things out by myself.
Lord, help him, God, I pray.
One thing I read about in the Bible is the parables and things that Jesus talked about. And I've had this on my mind. I hope that God
Lord,
put it there.
Help him, Jesus, we pray.
There was a man, why you've heard it before, but there was a man that had two sons. And no doubt he was a wealthy man, and he had raised his sons up and probably given them just everything that they needed and wanted. And he made his offerings, no doubt, every day for God to bless his sons. But one day the youngest of the son came and said, Father, I would like to have my portion of the goods now. Why, I remember when I was young, I couldn't wait to grow up. I couldn't wait to be a grown-up person, that I could do whatever, why, that I wanted to do. But listen, and now that I'm a grown-up person, I'd like to be a little child again and not have to do all the things, why, that grown people do. But listen, and so he gathered all that he had, and in a few days he took a journey into a far country. And I can just see him, Brother Darrell, as he got ready to go, I can see this old father, Brother Junior, Brother Terry, walking his son down, maybe down to the gate, and watching him go out of sight. I stood there and watched him just as long as he could see a little speck. Why, and saying, God, would you watch over my son as he travels into wherever he's going to? Why, but listen, when he got down there, he had lots of money. And so he had a lot of friends. As long as he had this money, no doubt, I can remember when I had money, I had more friends than I had when I didn't have money, because you could always pay their way and do things. And no doubt he wasted his substance on righteous living. And maybe he drunk and had big parties all the time. But you know, these don't last forever, and it didn't last for me either, but it lasted a whole lot longer than I wish it had. Because, as Brother Dow said, if I could go back, I'd do this a whole lot sooner, many, many years sooner than I did back then. But Satan was powerful. He was so powerful, and he had me. I was running and drinking with the wrong crowd. But listen, so you know, you'd get to drinking and it would really feel good. I love darkness rather than light. And listen, as long as you love it, you're going to stay in it. And until you die dead to the love of it, you will stay in it. You can try to quit all the days of your life, but you'll never succeed unless you have Jesus. That Brother Darrell I was telling you about. And when you've got him, then you can do anything. All things are possible. Why, with God. But then the time came that he ran out of money, and there came a great famine in the land. And listen, there he was. I bet then he thought about, listen, I can't go to Dad and ask for money because I've left home and I'm no longer there. But listen, he even went and got him a job of feeding the swine. And listen, he was taking the corn husk out to feed them. And he was so hungry that he would have eaten them himself. But nobody gave them to him. And listen, as he was out feeding that, he was starving to death. And he said, here I am. I'm going to perish with hunger. But he said, back in my father's house, listen, there's food. There's food for the servants and food to spare. But listen, he said, listen, he came to him himself. And he said, I think I'll go back to my father's house. And listen, and tell him, I've sinned against God and before thee, and I'm no longer worthy to be thy servant. I know thy son, just let me be a servant in the house. And listen, I can just see that old father every day. No doubt he would go out and look down that road that he saw his son leave. And he was looking for him to come back. God's watching us every day. Jesus is watching every day. Listen, but one day, as he walked down to the gate and he looked down that road, he began to rub his eyes, began to say, what's this I see? Listen, he saw a little dot. Listen, and it kept getting bigger and bigger. Listen. And as it got closer, he recognized what it was. And listen, that son was saying, my father probably won't have anything to do with me if he'll just let me be a servant in his house. But oh, brother, and that father's heart melted, didn't it? And listen, he took off down the road. Why to meet him there? If you'll draw nigh unto God, he'll draw nigh unto you. If you'll resist the devil, he'll flee from you. And so he grabbed his son and hugged him. And he said, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Could I come and be just a servant in your house? But he grabbed him and he took him home and he said, my son that was dead is alive. My son that was lost now is found. I want you to kill the fatted calf and bring me a robe and bring me a ring and put shoes on his feet.
Yes, sir.
Brother, I tell you what, about 36 years ago on a dark Saturday night, when I cried the last cry, Lord, I can't stand it no longer. Take my life, but don't let my soul be lost. Well, I believe the fatted calf was killed because I felt a burden leave me, and I felt the love of God come right down in my soul. Listen, and I don't know who drove my car home, but I was a-shouting and a-praising God all the way. And listen, when I got back home and opened the door, my kids were standing there, and I knelt down and grabbed them. And listen, I never had to say I love you. They could feel the Spirit of God flowing right out of me. And when I looked at them, they was crying and said, I love you, Daddy. That's the cat kind of love, a wife that you need, and that's the kind that you can have, but you'll have to fall out with sin, repent, and be born again, and listen, and be sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, and kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And now I want you to understand that we're not exempt from trials and tribulation. We have hard times, but brother, and I want you to understand, as long as you've got Jesus in your life, you don't have to worry about all the things that you used to worry about. When I lay down at night, I say, Lord, forgive me of my shortcomings. I know I fail you every day.
Sure,
but God, I say the little things sometimes. Now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Yeah. If I should die before awake, I pray you, Lord, my soul to take. I learned that as a little child. And I want you to understand, they used to have missionaries come around, the women come around, and they would teach you Bible verses. And I said 200 Bible verses when I was in about the fourth or fifth grade. And I went to a Camp Nathaniel. They've got back up in there. And the only thing I've got against that is they try to save you and try to get you to say that you're saved. Well, I didn't. When they asked me if I was saved, I said yes. And because my parents had taught me that I'd never entered out into sin. Where there's no law, there's no transgression. And so you can't save something that's not lost. And that's the only thing that the old brethren had against it. But brethren, we don't have to do that. We can teach our children, and we can love them, and we can tell them about God and His Son, and about Jesus, and it'll not depart from them. And someday, when they're down the broad road of sin, Jesus will come to them and knock on their heart's door. And listen, they might just think of what mother and daddy said, or what the preacher said, or what a good Christian person said. And they might decide to turn to the Lord. But here's the thing about it. We need to be on our duty. Brother Darrell has said so much and painted such a pretty picture, I wouldn't want to destroy it. So I'm not going to take a lot of time. I'm just going to tell you, just remember the words that you've heard tonight. And if you're not a Christian, you need to turn to God. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness.
That's right.
And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. It's easy to get it up here. You can get it in your mind and be almost fully persuaded. But listen, when you come to Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and you come right down, listen, why the words I told you a while ago, that that you don't even want to live no more. You just say, Lord, take my life, but don't let my soul be lost. And that's when sweet glories rush upon your soul. And you'll feel something that you've never felt before in your life. And it's called the love of God. And you know, sometimes I just wonder, I've got two sons right now that I can't get them to go to church. I can't get them to talk about God. But I want you to understand one thing. They know where I stand. And they know exactly what I do. They know I'm down here tonight. And they know why I come down here. Because I come down to be with my brothers and sisters. And I want you to understand that I told them, I said, all I've got to say is, I know that you know better, because God said, they'll all know me from the least unto the greatest. And I'll put my laws in their mind, and I'll write them in their heart, and I'll be to them a God, and they'll be to me a people. And they need not go to every man, their brother and neighbor, saying, know you the Lord? And he said, I'll be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. I don't worry about the thing that I done back in the past, because that slate was wiped clean. And listen, I want to tell you something else. Why, in the great white throne judgment, he said there were some books that had names in them. And then there was one book called the Lamb's Book of Life. And listen, I believe my name was took out of the books and put into the book, the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'm a fit subject now, ready for heaven. Yes, this body here has got a promise. I've got to have a change. This old earthly body, listen, it's got to be changed to a spiritual body. And in the morning, when both soul and body meets together, and it's a spiritual body, where are we going to go? We're going to go to the glory land, to a land that flows alive with milk and honey, where God's sitting on His throne. And Brother Dow said, every eye will see, every tongue shall confess, and every knee shall bow, but only the pure in heart is going to see God sitting on His throne and going, I'm going to see the streets of gold that run so pretty over there, and see the river of the water of life. Listen, and see all the angels are singing, and we're going to be able to sing a song that the angels can't sing. What is that? I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. Listen, both soul and body. When you get there, you'll never want to go. The gates will be open. They won't never close. Because when you get to heaven's land, you'll never want to leave that city. I thank you, God. I could walk on a cloud right now. And if He comes right now, I'd be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and we'd all be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and forever be with the Lord. It's an eternal salvation. When you're saved forever, and you're going to live forever and forever and forever, and you'll avoid that place they call hell and the lake of fire. Now, you brethren, get you a song. Get you a song. There's never a better time to start than right now. If you don't know Him, it's time that you started. Thank God. How good He is. I love Him and I want to serve Him till the day I die. I tell Him to increase my blessings, increase my gift.
Love you,
God blessed us by sending you here. Bless you, brother.
Bless you.
God's grace and grace. Home.